The fine, daily contemplation, is also very useful. This one also can give rise to the initial wisdom. This one actually allow you to develop some initial wisdom to confront the first noble truth. So the first three daily contemplation I read to you, right? This body of mind is of the nature to grow old and decay, for it has not gone beyond old age and decay. This body of ours is of the nature to be diseased and get sick, for it has not gone beyond disease and sickness. This body of ours is of the nature to die, for it has not gone beyond death. So this first three is to counter the first noble true reality of old age, sickness, and death. Yeah. It can also cover birth because it is an understood aspect of life, the reality. So when you understand that this body doesn't belong to you, we make our element on it, no knowing. That's why you go the way of nature. That's why the Buddha say, reflect, contemplate. This body of ours is of the nature to grow old, get sick and die. For it has not gone beyond old age, sickness, and death. Means the body is not you. So why worry about it getting old, getting sick, and die? It is its nature to go that way. So when it happens, do not arise the delusion, the self-delusion, to arise craving, attachment, and be entangled. So that you will not worry about your physical body getting old, getting sick, and die. But this is not you. He know you, he know me. This one is the form within the five aggregate of form and mind. And this one is only element. Without the consciousness, there is no knowing. How can it be you? That's why it goes the way of nature. It will experience old age, sickness, and death. So you can confront it with understanding and wisdom. And no need to worry about you getting old, getting sick, and die. Make use of it while you can. That's why take care of it so that it will last you longer, so that it will not deteriorate so fast. If you take care of the body will have better condition for you to make use of. You will not develop the unnecessary suffering and misery. That's why my teacher Ajayantra, he teach this very important dhamma. He said, don't be foolish. Wake up to the reality. If our physical body can talk, you know what the physical body is going to tell you. He said, oh master, I am only tissue and cell. Harm me not. Have me work for you, for the good of the many and yourself, before I am too old, too weak, and too fragile to serve you. If your body were to talk to you in such manner, how will you feel? Are you still so gullible? He said, harm me not. I am only tissue and cell. And do you know human beings abuse the body and harm the body and never take care of the body? Do you know how they abuse the body? They go and drink, they go and smoke, they go and take drugs, then they go and become crazy or sensual desire and all that. And they get themselves entangled. They get themselves involved in all sorts of funny activities. Then sometimes they land themselves in depression, with suicidal thought, holding on to that type of views that are so negative and so dangerous. That's why views and opinion can really develop delusion if you are not careful. That's why your belief system can actually drive you crazy when you don't have the wisdom and the understanding. Because truth is not to be believed. Truth is to be realized. When you realize it's the truth, then there is no need to believe. Understand now? Who need to believe? When you are not sure, you believe. Yeah. For me, I don't have to believe anything. I investigate into life. Then I can understand life through my investigation. So I don't need to believe anything. Whatever that needs somebody to believe means they don't understand. Why must you believe? The truth is the truth. Like science, no need to believe. Investigate. Like the Buddha said, the Dhamma, investigate. Where is the truth? It will stand up to investigation. Okay? So the first three contemplation is already very beautiful. Then the fourth one also very beautiful. All that is dear to us, our loved ones, our prized possession, our wealth, our whatever, property and all those things, are important and condition arising. Hence, they will separate from us one day. And then also, if the breath stop, your identity erase, it will also separate from you. So separation is a reality. Then the last one is the most important, is about the law of karma. We are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma, and we are what we are because of our karma. So this is the most powerful daily contemplation. If you know that you are all born of your karma, heir to your karma, conditioned and supported by your karma, and you are what you are because of karma, what must you do? You must take care of karma. Your entire life depends on karma. You are born of it. You inherit everything. And you are conditioned and supported by it. And every moment, every instant, you are what you are because of your karma. So if you don't take care of karma, your life will become a victim. So how do you take care of karma? That's how the Buddha's teaching come about, his advice come about. He said to take care of karma is to avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind. That is the famous saying of the Buddha, Dhammapada verse 183. Sabba papasa akaranang kusalesa upasampadan sacitta pariyotapadan etang buddhana sahasana. He said sabbe means all. Sabbe papasa akaranang. All evil is to be avoided. Then kusala. He never says sabbe kusala. He said wholesomeness is to be cultivated. Then you have to purify your mind. Sacitta, citta is mind. You have to purify your mind. And that is the advice of all Buddha. So this is how the teaching come about. How to avoid all evil? The Buddha recommend keeping your precept. That's why sense restraint is very important. And to have sense restraint, you must have a very stable daily mindfulness. Sati sambhajana. And to have daily mindfulness, you must have initial wisdom. And to have initial wisdom, you must have faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. And to have that, you must listen to the Dhamma. Develop the first and second turning wisdom. So all these are connected. And to have this condition, you must have Dhamma friend. That's why Avijja Sutta, the first 5 steps, very important, leading to step 6, sense restraint. So when you can keep your precept, you avoid all evil. Then to cultivate wholesomeness, you need to cultivate noble four paths. That's how the teaching come about. Then meditate.